The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, the Norwegian Crown Princess's son, Marius Borg Høiby, has been found guilty this morning of two counts of rape in a story that has gathered international attention. Borg Høiby has been sentenced to 4 years in prison. To give us the very latest on this, I'm joined now by journalist Lars Bevanger, who was present at the court in Oslo this morning for the verdict. You're very welcome to the show, Lars. So just bring me through, because I know he was cleared of two counts of rape, what the exact verdict was.
Yes, that's correct. So he was charged with four counts of rape and was acquitted on two of them simply because the court did not, they argued there was reasonable doubt in those two cases. He was also found guilty for domestic violence in two previous relationships. One of them, the court found him guilty of more or less terrorizing this woman for a long period of time. They called it a reign of terror. He was also found guilty of quite a few more lesser offences, like driving offences. There was also one quite big drugs offence. He was transporting 3.5 kilos of marijuana at one point, which he was arrested for having done. And he was acquitted on those two of the rape charges, and some smaller details as well were dropped. But all in all, he was found guilty for most of the charges.
And you were in court this morning. Was Borg Høiby, any of the royal family, or indeed any of the victims present for that verdict?
Borg Høiby himself was not there. He was watching proceedings from a video link from his prison cell. He's been in custody ever since he was arrested just days before the court case started back in February. And he was not present because of health issues. Now, we don't know exactly what those health issues are, but he was not there. And there was also no video link from the court case back to his cell, so nobody could see his reaction as the verdict was read out. There was only one of the victims present, one of the women who is anonymous. She was one of the cases where he was found guilty of having raped her, and she could be seen crying as the verdict was read out in court. None of the royal family were there. They have been keeping well away from this. Obviously, the royal family must keep the judiciary at arm's length, if you like, because if not, you can soon get into a constitutional crisis. But they have been visiting him in prison, and he is, of course, still the son of the Crown Prince, and the Crown Prince, Princess, sorry, and the Crown Prince has been very much an active stepfather for him.
And I know in the past the Crown Prince has been asked about Borg Høiby. Do you expect him to make a further statement then, given this verdict?
No, the Royal Palace has already issued a statement on in response from journalists' questions today. They have said the palace or the royal family will not comment on this any further. They just note that the verdict has been handed down and they will not say anything else. We also know that the Crown Princess, who is waiting for a lung transplant, will not say anything to the media until after that lung transplant operation has finished. And we don't know when that might be. They're still looking for a donor, and that might take time, or it might happen tomorrow. We simply don't know. So we don't expect to hear anything from the royal family on this case.
I mean, his life could have been so, I suppose, very different, because he was so young when his mother married the Crown Prince. And I think the whole of Norway really watched him grow up. He was this very cute, adorable little boy, and all of that clearly changed as he grew older. How is he perceived now in Norway?
It's a complete transformation. He was affectionately known as Little Marius, and he started getting into trouble once he got into adulthood. And I think there is very little sympathy for him in the public now. Of course, these are extremely serious allegations, and now also he's been found guilty of these charges. And if there's any sympathy anywhere, it lies with his mother. I think people are now worried about her health, of course, but I think also there's some sympathy for her as a mother standing in all this, because obviously people will recognize that having a wayward child, if you like, is not an easy thing, and it's not the parents' fault as such. So she gets more sympathy, very little sympathy for him.
Okay, Lars Bevanger, journalist in Oslo. Thank you for bringing us that update. Now,
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.